This morning on WCHL, yesterday was University Day at UNC, and Governor Pat McCrory was in town talking about both the university and same-sex marriage.
This is a major cultural change in our country.
Same-sex marriage set to begin across the state today. Orange County Register of Deeds office open at 8 o'clock, 4 minutes ago. The race for U.S. Senate heats up.
Republicans, if the election was today, they would take control of the U.S. Senate, but it would not take a lot to swing it in the other direction.
And in WCHL Championship Sports, head coach Larry Fedora looks back on Saturday's disappointing loss at Notre Dame. A lot of good to build on out of that game. All of that and more, plus WCHL traffic and weather together, and
now if the Tar Heels can keep playing like that.
That's today in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, we have 61 degrees. It's foggy this morning, cloudy pretty much all day, slight chance of rain, a little bit warmer than yesterday with a high of about 70 degrees. Bigger chance of rain coming tomorrow night and the following day as well. Governor Pat McCrory was in town yesterday speaking at the university. We'll have that story coming up in a moment. But first, let's check in with WCHL's Aaron Keck.
Thank you, Ron. A couple of things to report that's just developed in the last 10 minutes. First of all, if you're heading out on the roads, we've got an accident on I-40 eastbound right at the Durham Freeway, which is exit 279, I believe. That's got the left two lanes blocked, so traffic's going to be pretty bad on I-40 eastbound through southern Durham, at least for the next little while. Maybe 54 is a better alternative if you're in southeastern Durham heading towards the RTP, so be on the watch for that. More on traffic later on, but right now in Hillsboro, as you mentioned, Ron, the Register of Deeds office would have just opened a few minutes ago. It was supposed to open at 8 o'clock this morning, so should have been open for the last 5 minutes. We got a tweet from Lee Starrow, Chapel Hill Town Council member, saying there were five couples waiting in line to get married this morning. So there weren't any. We had reports on Friday and also on Thursday last week as we were waiting for that judge's ruling to come down that there were several couples waiting in line at different counties around the state, Guilford County and Wake County and Buncombe County in particular. Didn't see that in Orange County last week, Thursday and Friday, but according to Lee Starrow, there were five couples waiting in line to get married this morning. Danny Hooley is en route to the Orange County Register of Deeds office. He should actually be there now, and we'll hear from him later on this hour.
It'll be interesting to see who the first couple to get married is this morning, and we'll soon find out, I suppose.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you again in just a few minutes and get an update on the traffic situation.
All right, thank you.
As I mentioned earlier, Governor Pat McCrory was in town yesterday. He says his administration will be ready today to implement the state's new same-sex marriage law. The governor made those comments in Chapel Hill yesterday, right before he appeared at UNC's University Day ceremony and delivered the keynote address. Luis Fernandez reports for Carolina Connection.
Governor McCrory is looking towards policy change now that same-sex marriage is legal in North Carolina. He said he doesn't agree with the court ruling, but it's his job to move forward with the law.
The main thing is changing the forms. And by the way, there are some complexities in changing the form. You know, you used to have on the form man and wife. You used to ask for gender. Have name changes. So there are some details that need to be worked up. This is a major cultural change in our country, and not just our country, but other countries that we're going to have to adapt to.
McCrory called for people on both sides of the issue to treat each other with respect now that the court has ruled.
You know, there are some court rulings that I agree with, and there are some court rulings I disagree with, but after they make the ruling, and it's my job to enforce the law. And I will do just that, and I will execute the law in a professional and a respectful way. Whether I agree with it or not, that's the way our great democracy works. And I think it's a time for healing on all sides. Now that the disagreement has been resolved in the courts, it's our job to live together and work together and play together and respect each other together. And I'll hopefully be a part of that constructive dialogue.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Luis Fernandez.
Again, those comments coming just before his speech yesterday. Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. Following an historic court ruling last Friday, same-sex marriage is set to begin this morning across the state of North Carolina, including here in Orange County. You just heard Aaron Keck say a moment ago that the Orange County Register of Deeds office is open as of 8 a.m., and there were five couples lined up to get married there this morning. Same-sex marriage already has started in some counties in North Carolina, like Buncombe and Wake, where the Register of Deeds elected to stay open late in the event of a possible ruling. That ruling finally came down at 5:30 on Friday afternoon from District Court Judge Max Cogburn in Asheville, striking down the state's ban on same-sex marriage in accordance with the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court's ruling that the fundamental right to marry extends to same-sex couples. Deborah Brooks, Register of Deeds in Orange County, will be accepting marriage applications from same-sex as well as opposite-gender couples. WCHL's Danny Hooley is on the scene. We'll hear from him at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Now back to the governor and his speech yesterday and that momentous occasion in Chapel Hill. In his keynote speech on Sunday for UNC's 221st birthday celebration, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory said that universities must prepare more students for technology and research jobs that need to be filled now. If that doesn't happen, he said, thriving industries could leave our state. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
To ensure we get a return on our investment, and more importantly, to ensure that no more students at any of our universities graduate with a huge debt and no job comparable to their investment, universities must continue to help decrease the job gap by honing in on skills and subjects employers need while also stimulating a student's passion and interest.
Those words are from North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory's keynote address to the audience at Memorial Hall on Sunday in celebration of University Day. Former Governor Jim Hunt was there, too. He received a rousing standing ovation when he was honored by the school with an introduction by Secretary of the Faculty Joseph S. Farrell. Hunt was praised for his contributions to education in the state, including his support for the creation of the North Carolina School of Science and Mathematics.
Today, he continues his lifelong advocacy of education through the James B. Hunt Jr. Institute for Educational Leadership and Policy.
Hunt, who earned UNC degrees in 1964 and 1978, was the longest-serving governor in North Carolina with 16 years in office. McCrory listed some of his own recent accomplishments during his speech, in which he compared himself to UNC Chancellor Carol Folt. He said that both of them had to deal with problems left behind by previous administrations. Folt became chancellor 1 year earlier to the day.
I inherited the fifth highest unemployment rate in the country, a debt of more than $2.5 billion owed to the federal government for unemployment insurance, a $530 million misforecast for Medicaid, and I also had to deal with teachers who sadly had not had a decent pay raise for over 5 years, and also an empty rainy day reserve account that needed desperate replenishment. Due to some very tough decisions that my administration and others had to take during the past year and a half, these problems are now being resolved.
McCrory said he'd like to see North Carolina become the third vertex of an innovation triangle of research that includes Silicon Valley and the Boston-New York area. Perhaps due to dreary, drizzly weather outside, Memorial Hall was less than packed for the governor's visit. That didn't seem to dampen the spirit of the chancellor, who received praise for her first-year performance from McCrory and members of the boards of trustees and governors in attendance. In her closing remarks, Folt referred to recent challenges faced by the university.
Today, as we reflect on the past and we look to the future, we must also acknowledge that the present isn't perfect. It never is. We have, and we always will, continue to face challenges.
Earlier, McCrory praised Folt for working with faculty members to end grade inflation. Besides Hunt, other recipients of the Distinguished Alumnus Award included Lieutenant General Patricia Jarojo, the first female Surgeon General of the U.S. Army, Andrew McNally, geographer and former CEO of Rand McNally, Attorney Wade Smith, for whom the Wade M. Smith Award of the North Carolina Bar Association is named, and Attorney James Patton, Jr., co-founder of the Patton Boggs Law Firm. Professor of Public Policy Krista Pereira received the Edward Kidder Graham Faculty Service Award for her work studying disparities in health, education, and economic well-being, particularly as they affect Hispanic families. You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina could join a small number of states that allow concealed handguns at state fairs when a judge considers a legal challenge to the ban on firearms at the annual event. The gun rights group Grassroots North Carolina argues in a legal filing that a recent change in state law makes it illegal for the fair to ban concealed carry permit holders from bringing guns. And a legal scholar agrees that they have a strong argument going into their hearing today. The fair begins on Thursday. Grassroots North Carolina claims several other states allow concealed carry permit holders to bring their handguns to state fairs, including Florida and Texas. The law enforcement agencies that oversee the Florida and Texas fairs said they know of no problem stemming from the concealed firearm rules. A U.S. Airways spokesman says a flight from New York's LaGuardia Airport safely made an emergency landing at its scheduled destination in Charlotte after oxygen masks deployed in the final minutes amid indications of a pressurization issue. Spokesman Matt Miller tells the Associated Press none of the 146 passengers and five crew was hurt. He says U.S. Airways Flight 745 reported a pressure issue well into its descent into Charlotte Douglas International Airport shortly before 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Miller says, and I quote, "The masks were deployed. I don't know how many passengers used them." He added that the Airbus A320, which left New York shortly before 5 p.m. on Saturday, taxied to the gate on its own to be checked by maintenance crews. He had no immediate information whether an actual problem was detected. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Four Corners.
And again, we're seeing major delays on I-40 eastbound as a result of an accident at the Durham Freeway, which has a couple of lanes blocked. Traffic going back as far as NC 751, that's Hope Valley Road, exit 274, and that was as of a few minutes ago, so it could even be worse now going back to 54 or beyond. So if you're traveling on I-40 eastbound, expect slow traffic from the Durham, from 54 or Hope Valley Road all the way past the Durham Freeway. 54 might be a better bet if you're traveling east through southern Durham. Otherwise, traffic's all right in the Triangle, but if you're seeing anything else that we're not reporting, be a WCHL Road Warrior, send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro, or give us a call in the newsroom at 967-8363.
Remember that old song by James Taylor? "Damn this traffic jam, how I hate to be late, hurts my motor to go so slow." You don't remember that?
I don't, no. Unfortunately, I'm not up on my James Taylor. I'm going to have to check it out.
I'll have to find that for you.
All right.
It's awesome.
Total change in subject.
That
you asked about the first couple that is that's getting married today.
Yeah.
Lydia Lavelle and Alicia Stemper.
No kidding.
Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle and her partner of 10 years, Alicia Stemper.
Wow.
Getting married in Hillsboro. I think even as we speak. So
congratulations
to them.
Yeah, congratulations to them. And, you know, it's always interesting to see, you know, just like, you know, the first baby born of the new year, you want to know who it is. Well, I mean, it's Lily LaVille and Alicia Stemper.
And it couldn't be a more fitting couple. They're so great.
Just very nice folks.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot. And
thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you again in a few minutes. And in fact, we'll hear from Danny Hooley at the bottom of the hour.
At around 8:30. Yep.
And we'll find out who else may be over there this morning. And Registered Deeds Office open. And people getting there.
And there were five couples waiting in line.
So. Yeah, that's really amazing. It's a new day, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, time now for a word from Four Corners. Four Corners, home of the $6 lunch specials, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the Lunch Club, and your sixth lunch is absolutely free. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers. It is going to be cloudy all day. Patchy fog this morning. Periods of drizzle throughout the day. It's going to be a little warmer today. High today about 70. We're starting out at 61 degrees this morning. Yesterday was downright chilly when you walk outside, especially with that mist coming down. Chance of rain today is 20%. Also, 20% chance of rain tonight with the temperatures holding steady in the upper 60s overnight. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. 50-50 chance for showers, mainly in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. And a 70% chance of rain. On Wednesday, we'll have a 90% chance of rain. Showers or thunderstorms. Temperatures holding steady in the low 70s. Also, we're going to get some pretty strong winds on Wednesday as well. So You know, it's going to be a rainy day today, but Wednesday, probably the worst day of the week if the forecast holds up.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
WCHL news time is 8:19. On the national front, with Election Day approaching, the race for control of the United States Senate is still very much up in the air. Pollsters say the GOP still has the inside track in its bid to retake the Senate from the Democratic Party, but Democratic candidates appear to be making gains in Republican-leaning states like Georgia and South Dakota, aided in some cases by third-party candidates. WCHL's Aaron Keck spoke last week with Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling.
It's a really interesting situation. I mean, Republicans, if the election was today, they would take control of the U.S. Senate. But there's five or six races where they're only up by 2 or 3 points. So it would not take a lot to swing it in the other direction. And one poll we did this week that was really interesting was this Georgia Senate poll. The Republican Senate candidate in Georgia is only up by 2 points, and the Libertarian's getting 5%. And the reason the Libertarian getting 5% is so important is that in Georgia, you actually have to get an outright majority to win the Senate election, or else it goes to a runoff.
That is Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling. There is, of course, a lot more to that interview with Aaron Keck. In North Carolina, our early voting begins on October 23rd, just 10 days from now. Election Day itself is Tuesday, November 4th. And by the way, if you'd like to hear that whole interview, you can go to our website, chapelboro.com. If it's not up now, it will be up shortly on chapelboro.com. Tom Jensen speaking with Aaron Keck. It's 8:20 at WCHL. Time now for championship sports. And what a game on Saturday. Did you follow the Tar Heels? Tar Heels were left wondering what could have been Saturday night in the waning minutes of a hard-fought but frustrating loss in the undefeated Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Nobody, literally nobody, gave Carolina a chance to win that game at South Bend, Indiana. But doggone, they got up to a 14-0 lead and played really well most of the time, still making some small mistakes, though. And that's, in the end, what doomed the Carolina football team. But it was quite a shootout. Most points ever scored there in the stadium. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
UNC head coach Larry Fedora says the 50-43 loss at Notre Dame was tough to swallow in the locker room, especially with all the self-inflicting wounds the team suffered.
They're hurt. I mean, they're hurting. They know that was a heck of a football team they played today, and you play a game like that, and you feel like you're not that far away, and we just need to get over the hump. You know, we got to, again, we've got to get better in all three areas. We've got to just eliminate the mistakes that we're making, and we got to do much better with just the details, just the little things.
In total, the Tar Heels tallied 9 penalties for 94 yards. UNC also tossed in a pair of turnovers, one lost fumble, and an interception. But one bright spot for the 2-4 Tar Heels came at the quarterback position. Coach Fedora abandoned his typical rotation formula, saying he didn't want to disrupt Marquise Williams' fine rhythm in South Bend.
Just decided to take some pressure off of 10 and let 12 go, because he was moving the ball, and we were effective. I mean, against a very good defense. I mean, a really good defense. And so I thought 12 had a really good feel for what he was doing and what he was seeing. And so we just decided to keep going with it.
Williams' dual threat ability was on full display at Notre Dame Stadium last weekend, avoiding tackles and even finding the end zone with his feet.
Williams looking to Howard on the left. Nothing there. Marquise is going to take off and reaches for it. Did he get it or not? Yes, touchdown, Carolina.
That was Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. Missed tackles plagued the UNC defense yet again, leading to big plays that Coach Fedora says crippled his team's chances.
Yeah, you can't give up big plays. If you give up big plays, you're going to have a hard time winning, you know, and that's something, that's one of the two things that we look at, is the turnover battle and the explosive play battle, you know, and when we talk on Sundays.
Uncharacteristically, mistakes even began to infect the special teams department. Carolina missed a field goal, had an extra point blocked, and botched a makeable two-point conversion. And don't forget the usually reliable Tommy Hibbard punted from the 33-yard line in the third quarter and sailed the ball into the end zone for a net gain of 13 yards, costing the UNC defense valuable field position. The most controversial special teams play was the roughing the snapper penalty that kept alive an Irish fourth-quarter scoring drive. The Tar Heels were leading leading and about to get the ball back. Oh, what could have been? With all that said, Carolina did show improvement. An impressive fight on the road in a hostile environment against a top five opponent. But until the little things are cleaned up, the Tar Heels may have to settle for more moral victories. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
I'll tell you what, as Art Chansky says, and we'll have that in just a moment, Tar Heels can keep playing that way. They're going to win a lot of games between now and the end of the season. There's no question. Mike Nugent missed a 36-yard field goal attempt in the final play of overtime on Sunday, leaving the Cincinnati Bengals and Carolina Panthers in a 37-37 tie, the NFL's first this season. And Nugent made a 42-yard field goal that put Cincinnati up after the opening drive of overtime. Carolina tied it on Graham Gano's 36-yarder with 2:19 left, and Nugent sliced his kick wide right. So, frustrating end for a football game that was really kind of a shootout, and Carolina Panthers and Cincinnati Bengals tied. Gio Bernard had an outstanding day. He ran for about 170 yards, including an 89-yard touchdown run. So Gio Bernard doing some of the same things in Cincinnati that he did here in Chapel Hill when he was at Carolina. It's 8:24 at WCHL. Let's quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. We'll get back to sports in just a moment with Art Chansky's Sports Notebook. But first of all, Aaron Keck joins me now in the studio. And Aaron, I understand we have Lydia Lavelle on with us.
We've got Danny Hooley with us right now. And he is, I believe, with Lydia Lavelle and Alicia Stemper, who have just gotten married in Hillsboro. They were the first couple there, and Danny's on the phone right now. Danny, what's the atmosphere like up in Hillsboro at the Register of Deeds?
Jubilant is the word I would use. There's probably about a dozen people in the lobby here, a small lobby, waiting to go inside. As you just said, Lydia Lavelle and her partner Alicia Stemper were the first here. And they're the first to get their licenses. And I have Lydia and Alicia right here. And I'll put you on with Alicia. Here you go.
All right. Alicia.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What time did you guys get there this morning?
You know, we got here about 7:45.
And first in line, I was speaking last week with Lydia on the air, and she was talking about what this ruling meant or what it would have meant. It was right before the ruling got handed down, and it was difficult for me to be on the air and not tear up listening to her. So I have to assume that this is such an awesome day for you.
Well, it is, Aaron, and not tearing up is certainly a challenge, and maybe one I should stop fighting. But may I read you a sentence from the oath we had to swear to?
Yes.
I'm reading it off an iPhone, but the
This is a spontaneous interview, folks.
radio. We're trying to get the. We further make oath that there is no legal impediment such marriage. And Aaron, we couldn't have said that before Friday at 5:32. So getting to swear to that this morning was a really intense and wonderful moment. So I'm sorry there's a lot of noise in the background.
And there's the fact that there is a lot of noise in the background is exciting in and of itself. Alicia, I know you were talking, the two of you were talking last week about the possibility of getting married when the decision got handed down, if the decision got handed down. What does it feel to have been the first in line this morning to get married in Orange County?
Well, it's fun, but being first is what really matters about being first is that we can all do it. It's just a shame we all can't do it together, because it's significant for all of us. And, you know, first is fun but artificial, you know. I mean, what matters is what this means for our entire state. And another fun little fact, Aaron, I was photographing a wedding this weekend, and it was a straight wedding, and the bride saw me, and she said, "You don't know how excited I am to be getting married on the first full day that everybody in my state can get married." And so there was another moment for tearing up.
Wow. Alicia, you and Lydia have been together for 10 years,
Well, and, longer than that, but we had our commitment ceremony 10 years ago last month.
And I just wondered if you might have any indication of how many people there are locally who are going to be visiting the Register of Deeds office very soon to do the same thing that you have.
I don't. But let me ask Lydia. She might have a better sense of that. Can you hang on 1 second?
Yes. Yeah. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Aaron Keck, and we're speaking with Lydia Lavelle and Alicia Stemper. Who?
Aaron?
Yes.
Aaron?
Lydia?
Yeah, Lydia, we can hear you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I don't have a sense at all of how many are going to come. I imagine they'll be like Alicia and I. They probably knew this was coming last week, but now they're just figuring out how to plan out how they're going to celebrate once they get their license. So.
And there were, I heard from Lee Starr that there were five couples there at 8 o'clock in the morning. Are there more showing up, or is it still the? I know Danny Hooley said there were 12 people in the lobby.
Yeah, it looks like there were a couple people showing up, but they may have been people here to celebrate with some folks that were in line. So I think the early morning rush might be over right now.
Well, congratulations. And I know Alicia just said that it's so important that this is the first day that everyone in North Carolina can get married. And I know that there were there was the instance that we heard about last week on Friday, I think, in Wake County. Where there were a number of couples waiting in line, waiting for the decision to be handed down. And there was the story that was tweeted out about the straight couple that came and cut in front of them in the line and said, "Can we go ahead?" And they said, "Yes, you can go ahead. We still have to wait." And that was last week, and this is this week, and it's a very different story.
Well, she may have said this already, but there's a really wonderful straight couple here with us this morning, and they were excited for everyone who was here, and they were happy to be third or fourth in line. So it was pretty cool.
And I mentioned this to Alicia already, but it was difficult for me talking with you last week not to tear up on the air when you were talking about how important this day would mean to you when it came. So what are your thoughts now?
Well, we're really excited. As I told you, we had a ceremony a little over 10 years ago, which was kind of what we consider our wedding. But now we need to get that wedding legally validated with another wedding. So we have some plans in the works to have that happen. So.
Well, Lydia, I just want to say I think it's cool that you and Alicia were the first couple to take advantage of this opportunity that was so long in coming. And also, Carborough is definitely 1 degree cooler this morning.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Really appreciate that.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right.
Lydia Lavelle, mayor of Carborough, Alicia Stemper, longtime partner, married this morning. First day that this can actually happen.
This could happen
legally in North Orange Carolina. County.
Or second day in North Carolina, because there were some counties that stayed open. Where the Register of Deeds stayed open late on Friday night to accommodate the couples that have been waiting in line all day. But first day in Orange County, first day in every single county across the state of North Carolina. And it's an exciting day.
I want to say thanks to Danny Hooley for being over there at the Register of Deeds office this morning and making that interview possible. And Aaron, we're going to go to Archansky now, who's been standing by. He's got some important things to say about the Carolina-Notre Dame game.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Now if the Tar Heels can keep playing like that. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. The always sold-out crowd at Notre Dame Stadium and their own national TV network audience watching must have thought, who the heck are those guys in the white uniforms? The Tar Heels came out like they have not before this season, forcing two turnovers and bolting to a 14-0 lead on the unbeaten and fifth-ranked Fighting Irish on the biggest home field advantage in college football. You knew the lead wouldn't last, but it sure gave us hope that we might be watching one of the great victories in the history of Carolina football. And if not for a terrible call by the ACC officiating crew, an untimely turnover by the otherwise marvelous Marquise Williams, and some critical missed tackles, the Tar Heels played well enough to shock the world and upset the Irish. Carolina was resilient enough to bounce back after losing the lead and falling behind by 8 points in the second period.
Rallying to go ahead by a point, a Notre Dame punt turned into a Notre Dame first down when Northquitus Otis was called for a rare roughing the snapper penalty. The rule is to protect a defenseless center while he is looking between his legs at the punter, but the Irish snapper had clearly stood up and was in blocking position when Otis hit him. That penalty kept Notre Dame's go-ahead drive alive when Carolina should have had the ball with the lead. I imagine Larry Fedora and his staff went bonkers when they saw that play on tape after the game. Still, Marquise's careless backhanded interception and several pass interference calls contributed to a gallant performance falling just short. Fedora said his team's guts were ripped out after losing a game they all knew they could have won. But it should be easy to put those guts back where they belong and play the second half of the season, starting with Georgia Tech Saturday night in Keenan Stadium. The smart, fast, and physical Tar Heels showed up in South Bend, and they should be there under the lights against a Tech team that is good, but not nearly as good as Notre Dame. In short, if they can play that way in storied Notre Dame Stadium, they can play that way in the friendly confines of Keenan. A big one got away for sure, but it should give Carolina the shot of confidence it needs to start winning again. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Hey, Chapel Hill. VacationExpress.com sees you in Grand Bahama Island this fall. VacationExpress.com is offering amazing deals like the all-inclusive Memories Grand Bahama Beach and Casino, starting at just $6.99, which includes nonstop flight, all-inclusive resort, all meals, drinks, taxes, and more. Paradise is calling, so don't miss your chance to be beachside for four unforgettable nights. It really is better in the Bahamas. Book your fall getaway today with VacationExpress.com. VacationExpress.com. Boo! It's Tracy Wright and Wendy Thompson with Tony Hall & Associates, the Power of Two in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Fall is here, the weather is beautiful, and it is a great time to buy or sell a home.
Interest rates remain low, and lenders have many loan programs to offer.
Don't be scared. Let us help you prepare your home to sell and search for your next one.
Call the Power of Two, Tracy and Wendy, at Tony Hall & Associates.
At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
At Best Tile, we are a local store with a global selection. Local, as we are a family business conveniently located just down the road at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, where our team of in-house designers are ready to assist in finding the tile and stone that's right for you. And global, as we are one of the largest importers of tile and stone in the nation, with a focus on premier products from countries like Spain, Italy, and the U.S., where you are assured products are created responsibly. Local store, global selection, Best Tile. Stop by and see us on Garrett Road or find us online at besttile.com.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. Up on
the roof. We've got a few more hot days ahead, but the cooler temperatures are just around the corner. I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions, and we know the average North Carolina tree drops over 200,000 leaves every fall. Think about this. The weight of a 30-foot run of gutter choked with leaves and water is equal to a 300-pound gorilla hanging from your fascia board. We can help with our now famous gutter covers. So quit monkeying around with gutters that don't work. Call Gutter Solutions today or find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
837 at WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. Good morning.
It's time to treat yourself to a day of fun and beauty at the Carolina Medi Spa. Come celebrate with us Thursday, October 23rd from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and take advantage of special discounts on skin products, laser treatments, injectables, and more. And everyone who comes by will receive a $50 voucher and a gift bag with free product samples. See you October 23rd at the Carolina Medi Spa Open House on 54 just south of I-40. Find out more at carolinamedispa.com. And let us show you how to make your skin look as good as it feels.
Maybe fulfill a lifelong dream. Just sign up for continuing education courses at the Durham or Orange County campuses of Durham Tech. You can explore everything from real estate licensing to culinary arts, information technology to healthcare, EMS training to foreign language essentials. And you can take many of the courses in the evening or on the weekend. So go ahead, visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education and get ready to do great things.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at dickies.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
John's call came during the fifth inning of a Little League game. His phone rang and everything changed. Dad had fallen. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. He tried to have the talk during their last visit, but he just didn't know how to get the conversation started. Now he'd have to make decisions on behalf of a father whose wishes he knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair, available today for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance, tires, repairs, and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
8:39 at WCHL. Yesterday, the governor was in town delivering the keynote address for UNC's 221st birthday celebration. And Governor Pat McCrory said that universities have to prepare more students for technology and research jobs that need to be filled right now. And if that doesn't happen, he said thriving industries could leave our state. He also made some comments about same-sex marriage before that speech yesterday. And he says his administration is ready today to implement the state's new same-sex marriage law. McCrory made those comments to Luis Fernandez of Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. You can get all of our local news stories and more on our website at chapelboro.com. It's 8:40. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Before Betsy and I moved from Florida to Chapel Hill 38 years ago, we studied several potential destinations. Where would be the best place for us to raise our three daughters? We wanted to live in a community that offered good public schools and access to the arts. Chapel Hill seemed like the perfect fit, and it was. They enrolled in Sewell Elementary School, then on to Phillips Middle, then Chapel Hill High School, all excellent schools where their teachers were wonderfully engaged, caring, and inspiring. Back in the 70s, people in public office tended to support excellence in public education. That's changed, of course, as Republicans have worked hard to undermine public education in every way they can, both here in Chapel Hill and across the nation. When our nation was just getting started, John Adams insisted that people take responsibility for what he called the education of a whole people and be willing to pay for it. When people came to America from other countries for a better life, we all valued public education as a great way to educate them into productive citizens and create unity out of diversity. These are worthy goals at any time. Don't they still apply today? So why are other nations educating their people better than we are? Why are our elected officials bent on widening that gap? Why are they working so hard to create alternatives for the privileged while destroying the opportunities for the rest of us? Why do they devalue our best teachers? Why are the Chapel Hill Carborough schools, once the standard bearer for public education in an enlightened state, now in the position of having to choose what to cut from their budget? We know who got us into this mess. Their priorities are wrong, they're systematic, the destruction of public education weakens an entire nation. And their misguided campaign now has come home to the once excellent schools of Chapel Hill and Carborough. So what are we going to do about it? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hi, I'm Sarah Cooney, owner of the Root Cellar Cafe and Catering. You've noticed this Foster's Market Chapel Hill, but we recently changed our name, and I invite you to come check out our new look. We stayed true to the concepts that made Foster's legendary. Scratch-made food, fresh local ingredients, and a commitment to our local farms and community. We've also added some exciting new menu items. Think of the Root Cellar as an old friend with a new name. Visit us on MLK for delicious food, made right, right here, or at RootCellarChapelHill.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Some homes are selling much easier than others depending on various factors such as condition, location, and price range. Contact us today if you're curious to know how easily your home might sell. 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
For the best burgers and fries in town and where kids eat free on Sundays, head to Buns in Chapel Hill. Right in the heart of downtown, on Columbia Street between Franklin and Rosemary, Buns sells amazing burgers every day for a taste and a price the whole family will love. And remember, on Sundays, you can purchase one adult combo and receive one free kids' meal. So when you're craving burgers, take the family to Buns. It's burger perfection.
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
844 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn.
And again, we've got extremely slow traffic on I-40 eastbound heading towards Raleigh. An earlier accident at the Durham Freeway had a couple of lanes blocked. It looks like they're taking care of that now, but there's still delays going all the way back to NC 54, which is exit 273. So 6 miles worth of delays through southern Durham if you're heading east towards Raleigh on I-40. Take 54 instead as an alternate. That's going to be busy too, but not stop and go like I-40 is. If you're seeing anything else that we're not reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL Chapelboro or call our newsroom 967-8363 and let us know what's going on.
All right, Aaron, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
All right. Aaron Keck, always here at WCHL, around the clock, 24 hours a day. It's 845 at WCHL. And this word about the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. You can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Check them out. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is 62 degrees this morning, cloudy, patchy fog this morning, periods of drizzle throughout the day. Yesterday was like that. I mean, just drizzled all day long. Warmer temperatures today, though, just a little bit, with a high today about 70 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at a 20% chance of more rain, temperatures holding steady in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers, mainly in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. Low tomorrow night, about 70. 70% chance of rain overnight. And then on Wednesday, we'll have still a 90% chance of rain and some strong winds as well, particularly early in the day. A chance of showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday with temperatures in the low 70s. So it's going to get worse before it gets better, all right? More rain in the forecast. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. You can fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. It's guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Our biggest contest of the year is underway now at WCHL. It's the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas Giveaway presented by Continental Tire. WCHL and Chapelboro are going to send you and a friend to see the Carolina basketball team play in the 2014 Battle for Atlantis, November 26th through 28th. The winner will get great seats to three UNC games and four nights on Paradise Island. And I'm going to be taking an entry now for our third weekly finalist on the morning news. You can be caller number 5 right now, and you'll be entered to be one of our third weekly finalists. Caller number 5. 919-929-WCHL.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Leonardo da Vinci, the Mona Lisa, she's a great success. But how did you get her to smile like that?
Oh, Michelangelo, it's obvious. I sent her to the Breadmans.
Breadmans on Rosemary Street?
Sure, they've got the great food with breakfast all day and low prices. You can't go in there and not come out smiling.
Guess I better head to Breadmans today.
Today?
Yeah, they got me painting this ceiling for the next 4 years.
Oh, bummer.
Breadmans Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
What, you think we only like a pizza?
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by taking care of all of your packaging, shipping, and fulfillment needs so you can concentrate on what matters most, running your business. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS Stores in Meadowmont, in Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Hey, thanks for all the phone calls. Could not answer them all, and if yours is one of the calls that did not get answered, I apologize for that. But Joe Deem is our latest caller to get in here and get on the list to become qualified to win that big contest, the Mark Vitale Nationwide Carolina Basketball Bahamas giveaway presented by Continental Tire. We're going to send someone down to see Carolina play three times in the Bahamas, and also they get to stay 4 nights in the Bahamas on Paradise Island, to be specific. And let me just tell you some of the places you can go and register. If you've not registered yet, you can go to F&F Automotive, a great outdoor provision company, PTA Thrift Shops in Chapel Hill and Carborough. You can register at Four Corners, Grimble Jewelers, Five Guys, UPS Stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, and also Venable Rotisserie Bistro. There are 30 locations at all. You can go to our website to get the whole list. You can go to each location and register once a week throughout this 6-week-long contest. And good luck and congratulations again to Joe Deem. Listen later in the day, and Aaron Keck will be taking phone callers on the WCHL Evening News right here. It's 8:50 at WCHL. Coming up, we're going to tell you all about our hometown hero today.
You remember the 007 movies? The name is Bond, James Bond. The man who saved the world time and time again, who always had a gorgeous woman hanging on his arm. Well, my friend, you have a spectacular woman of your own hanging on your arm. And because you want to keep her forever, you're going to take a page from 007. Yes, the name is Bond, Marriage Bond. Yes, you're going to secretly slip into our store, and when you leave our store, you will have in your hands, just like Mr. Bond of the movies, a little device that's going to change the world. That secret device? An engagement ring from Grimble Jewelers. And then at the critical moment, and you will know precisely when, you take your little device out of your pocket, and with just a few words, you're going to change her world and yours because you love her and she loves you. And you are Bond, Marriage Bond. Come to Grimble Jewelers today because your name is Bond, Marriage Bond. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Great effort on Saturday and almost pulled it off, South Bend, Indiana. What a shootout that was. It was an amazing game. It's 8:53 at WCHL. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? What is the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Give me the definition. If you can answer all those three questions about it, then give me a call, 919-929-WCHL. If you're the first correct caller, then I will give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. The word of the day, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call one more time, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Diane Brown is today's WCHL hometown hero. You have been involved in Chapel Hill for a very long time.
Yes.
You were Chapel Hill's original soccer mom back in the early 70s.
I think maybe that's true. There were a lot of soccer moms, but I had so many players. I had four in my family who played Rainbow, who helped start Rainbow, helped Kip Ward with the fields, with the posters, with everything. And I did lots of driving.
You were helping to organize everything, and you would have meetings at your kitchen table. And I remember your name as being one of the ones that was prominent with just about all town affairs, one way or another.
I don't know if it was everything, but I think back in the 70s was a very interesting time with the Rainbow Soccer. And I was in the League of Women Voters, and I'd been this local president. Then the start of the RSVP program.
Yeah, you were the first executive director. Tell me about that experience.
I saw an ad in the paper. They wanted someone who could work with volunteers, and I thought, oh, I can do that. And I applied for the job, and I got it. It was a brand new program, so we started with two volunteers and several places that they could work, and I'm so pleased that it's still going on.
Oh, yeah. You were also the chairman of the Orange County Board of Elections and president of the North Carolina League of Women Voters. Worked a long time at the Dispute Settlement Center in Carrboro.
When the voting age, the kids could vote when they were 18, I'd have them come to my house and I'd put up a little flag. Yet I would register them to vote. I worked for 15 years for a dispute settlement center, mainly doing mediations in district court. And I did that till I was 74. I did the voter stuff at the same time.
Diane Brown, I have to ask you, you have reached the young age of 83. What are you doing these days?
Actually, what I'm doing is going through boxes and boxes of memories, I guess. I have a lot of things from soccer days. I have a lot of letters. I think I saved everything. I may be your original back rat. Especially of that time in the 70s. I think that was one of the most interesting times in my life.
Diane, I know that you have spent a lot of time working on various projects. What makes this community so special?
I think that people are willing to work on new ideas or start new projects. Just seem to work together very well. At least that's been my experience.
I know that you brought up five kids of your own. I want to congratulate you for being today's WCHL hometown hero.
Well, thank you very much. I'm honored.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent, whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times. Agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here, Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Change your plans on Monday. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. on weekdays and 9 a.m. on the weekend. North Carolina's oldest restaurant has more that's new, like an espresso bar with professionally trained baristas. The Carolina Coffee Shop is now the one-stop shop for the best in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, serving the freshest and local fare. And it's espresso bar. Check out CarolinaCoffeeShop.com plus Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for daily deals and specials. The Carolina Coffee Shop, now open on Monday. Too.
Celebrating our 10th anniversary, Home Watch Caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, founded with a single mission in mind to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind to families like yours and mine. Home Watch Caregivers provides hourly and 24-hour personal care, including transportation, nutritional meal preparation, light housekeeping, and more. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call at 960-6038. Home Watch Caregivers, let our family care for yours.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center. It's 50% off, $60 towards any service or repair, available today for only $30. Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center is a locally owned automotive center celebrating over 60 years of servicing vehicles in the greater Chapel Hill area. You can use your voucher towards vehicle maintenance, tires, repairs, and other services at any one of their four convenient locations. They do everything your dealership does, only better. It's half off from Chapel Hill Tire Car Care Center, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at durhamtech.edu.
Time now once again for your Chapel Hill Cover weather, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. And it's going to be a cloudy, rainy, drizzly, kind of dreary day. Patchy fog still this morning. Fog in some spots will have periods of drizzle throughout the day. Not quite as cool as it was yesterday. Our high temperature today, about 70. Chance of rain, just 20%, it says, but I wouldn't count on that. Near steady temperatures overnight with the lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of rain with a high in the upper 70s. On Wednesday, it's going to cool down again. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. The president wants answers after a breach of protocol was blamed for a Dallas nurse being diagnosed with the Ebola virus. That nurse was treating the Liberian Ebola patient who died there last week. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, tells WTOP Radio, don't blame her.
This is a courageous person who put herself at risk.
This is Steve Futterman in Dallas. There is certainly concern among those who live in the same neighborhood and especially the same apartment building as the nurse who is tested positive.
I think everybody's just a little shocked. It's a little close to home.
Residents have received reverse 911 calls.
Please be advised that a healthcare worker who lives in your area has tested positive for the Ebola virus.
Hazmat crews and decontamination units are in the area.
National Security Advisor Susan Rice has said that Turkey will let the U.S.-led coalition use its air bases for attacks on ISIS. Now the Turkish Foreign Ministry says there's no such agreement, that the U.S. and Turkey are still talking. Turkey says it has reached an agreement with the U.S. on training Syrian rebels. Nobel Prize for Economics has gone to Jean Tirole, a French economics professor known for his work on industrial organization, game theory, banking, finance, and more. Nobel's committee, Stéphane Normach.
This year's prize in economic sciences is about taming powerful firms.
There's been a breakthrough in how researchers study Alzheimer's disease. It involves brain cells in a petri dish. More live from CBS's Vicki Barker.
For the first time, researchers have been able to replicate in a laboratory the damage that Alzheimer's does to the living brain. The team at Massachusetts General Hospital grew human cells in a special gel. Then they introduced the genes for Alzheimer's. Within weeks, the brain cells began exhibiting the heart, plaques, and tangled coils that signal the disease. It's handed scientists a whole new ability to study Alzheimer's and test new drugs to treat it. Peter?
More than 2 weeks after what police say was a deliberately set fire, a major Midwest air traffic control center is back up to 100%. We get more live from CBS's Heather Bosch.
The FAA says the center in Aurora resumed control of its airspace overnight. Prior to that, CBS News aviation analyst Mark Rosenker says
other en route air traffic control centers were picking up the work of that very important facility.
A contract worker allegedly set fire to the center last month, forcing a temporary shutdown at O'Hare and Midway airports, canceling thousands of flights nationwide. The FAA is working to improve contingency plans now. Peter?